Welcome to the RSS Demon Cast, Graduation Edition. And now, your host, Mr. Rao.
Hey, welcome everybody to today's podcast. I'm your host, Sean Rao. Over to my right is Craig Spearman. He actually mowed his grass this morning and was able to make it.
That is correct. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a tenured teacher at this school. I am head of the social studies department, distinguished professor of storytelling, and yeah, you get to hear me drone on today. I'd love to hear the sound of my own voice, and we get to act like you're interested in hearing it again one more time. So I'm going to kick it to my right, to another guy that likes to hear himself talk and thinks that kids care what he has to say, Mr. Ben Phibby.
Hey, everybody. As Mr. Spearman pointed out there, I thoroughly enjoy hearing myself talk, so hopefully I won't drone on as long as the rest of these jokers. I made sure to wax my head this morning for all of you guys, even though you can't see me. It is
gleaming.
It is there in spirit. Yes, as Spearman attests, I did use the Zamboni.
I'm glad you're with us today. You're the only boomer on the show.
Yeah, we decided we
got to spread it out a little bit.
We have to kind of appeal to that golden age audience.
I'm not a boomer. I'm a Gen Xer. Come on, people. And
Phibby was like, what's a podcast? And we had to explain this whole concept of like, yeah, radio's kind of obsolete.
I know. I thought they were talking about peas or something when they started mentioning pods. But anyway, I am a super veteran teacher here all of 1 year. I survived and had a fantastic year, and I will now pass it on to my right here with the infamous Mr. Wool Robbie.
This is freaking me out because this is just like the announcements. It like just hit me. I'm like, oh God.
Everybody's
talking to a microphone. Everybody's.
And then you like forget to like click it off afterwards. Everyone hears you laughing and
cussing, which did not happen. All right. Yeah. Jeez, here we go.
Here comes the tears. He's going to start crying already.
Oh, no. It's not going to happen. I got those out a long time ago. Yeah, it's me, Wool Robbie. I'm done, I guess. This is the last thing I get to do for Ridgeway. So.
The last dance.
Last dance. It's exciting. I'm glad to do it.
Except for we didn't win a championship.
Right.
Soccer. Well, Robert did.
Sure.
And, yeah, let's do this. Let's get cranking here. Let's knock this out.
Well, yeah, this is kind of the end of the pandemic class, or period where everyone's doing online learning. I know we all had a great time doing it, especially Mr. Phibby. He's got a big smile on his face right now.
I loved online teaching.
It makes me feel so relevant.
This is his first time using the internet. but yeah, the reason I have these four with me today, usually the keynote speaker does all these on their own. But some of you kids, after you got done with freshman PE, avoided my class like the coronavirus. So I figured I needed a little bit of help. So we really had some good words for all of you because I feel like these teachers really know you well. Really know you. Oh man, I butchered that.
Keep it in there. They're keeping it.
Come on, please edit this, Shima. These teachers also know you really well, and I didn't want to not do you justice because I only had you for 1 year. So how this is going to work, we'll each go read a little excerpt we had about each kid and then just kind of comment on it, have some banter, and move on to the next one. This is in no order whatsoever.
It's actually in order from most likely to least likely to succeed in life. We can't tell you that, but
that's the truth.
Yep.
All right. So, who do you guys think is the most likely to succeed?
Well, this is totally random, but let's start with Anza, Mr. Rao.
All right, Anza DJ Jamza. She got that name whenever she used to DJ middle school dances.
Oh, Lord.
Probably the prime of her life.
Yikes.
Anyway, Anza, I'm really going to miss hearing you say that you're going to take my class next year, every semester. Right? I'm going to take weightlifting next year. Well, this time I really don't believe you because you're out of here. But I'm also going to miss the best morning announcer this side of the Rockies. I know all your peers will miss hearing your morning chipperness every single day. From day one, I've always enjoyed our adult conversations about music, your robo knees, and life. Like many others here today, you blend your academics with athletics and the arts perfectly. Your ability to take a joke and dish them out always amazed me. I'm sorry that Cutler is often the butt of these jokes, but that's what older sisters are for. You're a true individual who is confident in their own ability. A person who colors their own armpit hair will have the confidence to conquer the world. You're one of a kind, Anza, and I will miss you dearly.
Now, is this an actual thing that happened that went down?
The blue armpit hair?
Blue armpit hair.
It was green initially, but...
Oh, no way.
For demons.
Oh, wow. That's some spirit right there.
It happened.
Yeah. I think she did to, like, intimidate the other basketball team, and then they probably lost by 50 points or something.
Going for a rebound. And go!
Ooh. We had this funny little game that we played in my class. Every time we were about to take a test, we would say, all right, we're going to create a Google Doc and have a group study guide that everybody can contribute to. But nobody ever contributed anything except for Anza. But then when kids failed the test, they would get mad at Anza for not making a good enough study guide. Anza!
That's great. The only problem with that is when she's running out of the room every 5 minutes for some kind of drama.
Sure, some kind of a phone emergency, which requires her to be on her phone 24/7 in class.
She was on her phone in your class?
Every now and then.
She was never on her phone
every
in
now
my
and
class.
Then she
That's
would
really
take
weird.
It out. Yeah. But not, yeah.
You know, I can legitimately say no one was on my phone in my classes.
No one was on your phone? I hope not.
That's
well,
good.
Well,
actually, that's not true because Dylan and Tracy hijacked it and took a bunch of selfies.
No, seriously. Anza was amazing.
Yeah.
Great kid. I loved having her in class.
She just worked really hard.
Yeah, for sure. She, her and I tried to set the record for most banh mi sandwiches eaten in Vietnam. I think we had that for like 5 straight meals and we're like sweating fish sauce and Vietnamese dough out of our pores for a week or two after that. But yeah, no, I'm gonna really miss Anza. She's one of the shining stars of Ridgeway, the history of my teaching career. So she'll be missed for sure. She was a pretty cool kid all around.
Totally agree.
I would agree with that as well. Anza, we hope you did you justice.
Yeah.
All right. Roll, Robbie. This one's you.
All right. I'm trying to remember how to read. This one's for Carver. Carver, I'm going to highlight a few traits in your character that I really respect. And the first is your comedy. Some of the funniest things that have brought me joy in band have come from you. I'm just going to say tambourine, and you'll know what that means. It was just cool to see you open up and be yourself. Second thing is just your caring nature. I was really curious to see how class was going to go with you sitting next to Claire. And behind all that sibling heckling, I saw that you really care about her. And so just wanted to say thank you for taking care of her and making fun of her a little bit in class, too. You're just a good bro. So the final trait I respect about you is your work ethic. Losing your talent is a huge hit for the band. And I just really appreciate the work that you put in. So to sum it up, I see a guy who's going to work hard, take care of the people around him, and not be afraid to have a laugh every once in a while. Just wishing you the best of luck, man. This is just a great dude.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if any of you ever have listened to the comedian Mitch Hedberg. If you haven't, you should Google him. All you young kids, you should Google Mitch Hedberg. He reminds me a lot of Carver with his like sense of humor. It's just like so deadpan and like it's very subtle, but it's the best kind. I don't know if you guys knew, but Carver was 12th place in the state Rubik's Cube Championship in Colorado Springs.
Yes, know that.
He traveled all the way down there. I think
he was number one going into the final day.
He was, but it was too cold in that freaking room, is what I heard.
That was BS.
They had the temp cranked down to like 62, and his fingers couldn't move fast.
Yeah, probably froze the lube a little bit in the cube.
He actually did lots of training in my class.
He did lots of training during AP Gov too. Let me tell you, whenever we would go to climbing comps, Carver. I was his climbing coach for several years. He always has like these weird body contortions, and there was only certain problems that only Carver could do. They were like Carver problems, and everybody knew it. It was just like the weirdest ones in the gym. So, yeah, we had some good times in the climbing gym, Carver.
Yeah, he's been one of like my favorite kids to get to know this year. I had him freshman year, and then not for 2 years. Then his senior year, he's just like he's always like comes in with this like look on his face, like he's thinking about doing something. And this year became like an artist in the weight room and drew all types of pictures like on the board every day.
Like good ones?
They were artistic. He really expressed himself at times.
He did the same thing in my class. It was great expression.
And sometimes it's like, I think SpongeBob on steroids.
Heck yeah.
Like loved, had a lover.
Sounds a little racy.
It was a little weird, but I always knew who they were. I made sure to erase them before the sixth graders walked in and got freaked out.
He made a great one of Blake twice, which is just really good.
Carver was like our sixth man, always coming off the bench and knowledgeable. We would need he would always be good for one question around, and it would be the most obscure, weird question. And he would be just dead silent, like thinking about Rubik's Cube moves. And then all of a sudden he would just like chime in with his one answer and everybody would like freak out every time. It was as reliable as the sun sets. He would get his one question every time.
That's kind of Carver. He's just like super stealth. He would be in my class and I'd always kind of be wondering like, what's he doing over there? Like, what's he thinking? And then all of a sudden I would like read his essay and I'd be like, oh my gosh, this kid's actually really bright.
Right.
He really knew his stuff and his sense of humor was the same way as you guys said too.
I think he's going for engineering, right?
Yes. He's going to Western. Okay. He actually got a scholarship.
Cool. I think that's a perfect degree for him. He likes figuring things out.
He's a very engineering type kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
From what I can tell.
I think he's going to do really well.
He's going to like make a new Rubik's Cube.
Sure. Yeah.
I know.
All right. Well, let's move on. Thank you, Carver. We're all definitely going to miss you. All right. The next one is Mr. Roberto. Robert, I wrote this one for you. It's one of my favorite stories. One day when Robert was a sophomore, one of the senior kids was giving him grief for being short. Robert walked right up to him, kind of slow, looking around, acting like a weirdo, and goes, "Yeah, well, I'm an ant. And ants are the strongest animal in the world." And just turned and walked away, and mic dropped. I'm pretty sure it was like Gavin.
Got him.
And so this story really made me realize who Robert was. For being 5'2", Robert has been the most terrorizing athlete to opposing teams. He doesn't let his size get in his way and constantly pushes himself to be better. I've heard of numerous peers say they would hate playing against Robert, but they love having him on their team. That says a lot about a person. But for Robert being such a good athlete, I feel like he really turned around the last couple of years and took his academics seriously as well. He's a well-rounded person. I respect the way he acts as a big brother to Justin. Though I don't know if I'll ever forgive him for almost breaking my nose with the dodgeball, I'm going to miss the ant like no other. I would say good luck with whatever path you choose, but I know you only need your determination.
Well, the main reason I am going to miss Rob is obviously the short jokes. and it feels really good because as a short person myself, you always try to look for someone that's a little bit shorter to make you feel good about yourself, and Rob's done that. I like that story Rao told about him having the courage to confront the older classmen in a brave way. I'm sure I would have cowered like a weakling when I was his age in the face of the older high schooler. But
I like how Spearman's turning the story to himself.
Well, I'm a Leo.
Reminds me of the time back in Texas.
I'm a Leo, so naturally I enjoy the spotlight. But no, Rob, he didn't need to take AP Gov. He didn't need to take AP U.S. History. But he did it anyway just to kind of challenge himself and really admire his work ethic. And just he's just a really cool kid, and he seems like he's kind of got things figured out that a lot of high school kids don't have figured out. He's got amazing self-confidence, not in a cocky way, but just in the right level.
He's a little cocky, but I respect it. He backs it up.
Yeah, you got to be in sports.
I think that's the thing. Like, what I've been amazed by him is just his intensity. He's the only athlete I've watched in Ridgeway. I'm like, that guy's going to kill somebody. It's awesome. Yeah. Like, yeah, do that, Robert.
So I'm watching the Michael Jordan documentary and the Lance Armstrong documentary kind of simultaneously, and like that's the trait that both those guys have is they're just like,
stone
go for broke.
Killers.
They're just stone cold killers. I feel like that's Rob when he steps foot on the field or the court or whatever. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I remember when I first moved here about 3 years ago, and I was like, tiny little town, Ridgeway, they can't have very good soccer. And I just kind of like,
tiny little town, tiny little score.
Exactly. But I just, I walk over to the soccer field and I'm watching the boys soccer game. And so I think this would have been when Robert was a sophomore. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, man, this kid is like just heads and shoulders above the rest.
Figuratively.
Not literally.
Figuratively speaking.
You could have chosen a different phrase for that.
Yeah, I don't know if these high school kids understand the word literal, but that is it. That's how it's used, literal and figurative.
Yes. He was figuratively heads and shoulders. That was my first impression of Robert. And, yeah, as you guys said, I just think he's real comfortable with who he is and knows who he is, and that's pretty rare for high school kids.
Yeah, he uses his natural talent, but he works really hard too.
Yeah,
he knows what it takes to be at the top level, and I respect that tremendously. He's just a super fun kid, man. He's always clowning. I think he's the first person who got bounced out of the raft on the senior trip, and he popped right back up like a little cat in the water. But yeah, always laughing.
Cool. We're gonna move on to Sean here.
Yeah. Bye, Robert.
All right, Sean. This one is this one's for me, for Mr. Fibby. And so, Sean, one thing that that I jotted down here about you, and that never ceased to amaze me, and it really took me a while to kind of get used to this teaching you. But I've been a teacher for 15 years, and I kind of felt like I had gotten to a point in my teaching career. There weren't too many questions that kids would throw at me where I was just stunned. And I didn't have an answer. Well, when I first started teaching, I found myself saying, well, I don't know a lot, which I think is a good thing to learn how to say just in life and as a teacher. But, I had kind of gotten past that stage, and then I started teaching AP literature. And then I had you in class. The only thing more impressive than your insights on some of the most obscure literary devices, in the world was your sense of humor, which is always so spot on. And your timing with your humor is also, equally impressive, but most importantly, more than any other kid I've ever taught, you love learning really purely for the sake of learning. You honestly didn't care about your grades, and that's one of the things that I loved about you. You really were in school and in class to learn, and you added so much just because of your kind of thirst for knowledge. And I can't overstate the importance of that way of thinking. I think any teacher will tell you that that's the kind of kid that they want to have in class. You want a kid who thinks, and you want a kid who just loves to learn for those reasons only. I really appreciated that about you. I will sincerely miss having you in class next year. I hope that you learned as much from me as I did from you, but,
I doubt it.
But I kind of doubt it.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way, Fibby. There were many times in class where I'm like stammering and like looking to Sean to correct me on like a date, or I'm like, is that right, Sean? And he's like, yeah, you're good there. I'm like, okay, good.
Fact check, Sean.
I don't know if you guys, ever got to see Sean, in his element, but, Knowledge Bowl was his sanctuary. And, I mean, Sean was a Knowledge Bowl god. Like, kids at the other school would, like, you know, it was like Harrison Ford walking into a Star Wars convention. This kid, like, he would just walk in, and he always had his regalia. Like, he had his black skirt, and he had his look, and he just had this aura of, like, this is like Socrates reincarnated walking through the door here. And
it's like the Jordan Armstrong thing again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He was just, I mean, the judges, we had Barbara McLaughlin was our judge at a regionals. And afterwards she pulled me aside and she's like, that kid is brilliant. And I'm like, yeah, he is. So, everything that Fibby echoed, I concur with. And Sean, I think you're going to be one of the great problem solvers and thinkers of our time. And where, you know, you're all going to look back and say that, you know, you're going to be the kid that almost failed high school, but you're also going to be kind of like the, you know,
next Bill Gates.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought it was cool how much he opened up over the years. Like, totally. He used to be this really quiet dude. And I was like, man, like his last couple of years, I'm like, wow, this is like a whole new Sean, you know, like that was just fun to watch. You know,
yeah,
it's important to have that confidence.
He finally kind of got comfortable in his own skin, and it's like, this is me.
Yep.
You know,
he's the type of kid too. When he does crack a joke, like someone's like, man, he got me good. Like he sits back, he waits for that perfect moment. He has the knowledge and like the wit to like really like cut somebody down. which I highly appreciate.
Yep, that's right.
Happens to me every day.
We get made fun of. Well, actually, I can't speak for you guys. Do you guys get made fun of?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, okay, all the time.
Are you kidding?
All right, good.
Yeah.
Like, my very first day here, I think, like, Cooper Ahern came in and, like, beat me in, like, a knockout and just started, like, immediately, like, talking trash. I'm like, I don't even know this, like, little redhead kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, their basketball coach now.
Yeah.
I'm 5'7" with a huge nose and big ears. Like, what do you expect?
I think Lily Harrington's been making fun of me being bald before I was bald.
All right, well, let's move on. Sean, you've been a great student. Thank you for making RSS a better place. Next, we have Mr. Jake Kopp, Mr. Snowboard himself. Jake, Brenda, you did it. I know you absolutely hated this past 2 months, but it's over, so let's move on. Jake, you may have one of the weirdest yet best time sense of humor as I know. You constantly make myself and everybody around you laugh with the perfect joke. Whether they're always appropriate or not is another story. Like a lot of these kids, they took my class as a ninth grader and then moved on, but reconnecting with them on the senior trip was amazing. Jake really emerged on that trip as a natural-born leader, a quick learner, and a person who goes with the flow. He rocked camo Crocs, braided hair, and his classic black hoodie for 5 straight days. Jake is inquisitive, creative, and a complete shredder of the gnar. People respect you, Jake, because you're true to yourself. Whatever it is you decide to do in your life, I know you'll always approach it with a smile on your face and friends around you. I didn't realize how smart he was until this past year. But he's one of those kids, like, he sits and absorbs. He might not turn in things all the time, but, like.
Yeah, he's a philosopher for sure.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Philosopher Stone.
He likes to think about the deeper stuff for sure. That was a Harry Potter reference. That's the first one of
first
many.
First one.
Should we
first
keep a tally right now?
Of many. Okay, put that on the whiteboard.
Yeah, no, I agree. There were lots of times in class where, while I think sometimes, Jake, maybe you weren't necessarily, like, reading everything that we were reading in class, you would, like, throw in a couple things, and I would just kind of, like, think to myself, like, oh, my gosh, this kid's a thinker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, the traditional high school model's not designed for Jake, I feel like, and he tried to stay within its confines as good as he could, but it was tough for him, and I appreciate him sticking it out and doing his best. And Brenda, you deserve some kind of an award for lighting the fire under him. But
I saw her a couple of weeks ago. We had a pretty in-depth conversation about Jake and online school, and you could just tell, like, she's that mother, like, just please graduate from high school. Yeah. Please do it. I was like, he's got it. He'll pull
he's
it out.
He's got it. Yeah.
And don't tell them this, but we're not allowed to fail kids this semester, so.
Hopefully this podcast comes out after grades.
After grades are posted.
No, I want to echo what Phoebe said. That thinking thing was huge. Like, I remember him showing me some music a couple years ago, and I was like, wow, this is, like, one of the most deep lyrics I've heard ever. Yeah. I was like, how did you find this stuff? And, yeah. like he gravitated towards that, and I was like, that's really cool. Like, that's just something special, and he learns well.
Yeah,
because he thinks about it different.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely like a ski bro too. But
snowboard.
He's a rider. No, he's not. I was say no way. I mean, he's cool, but he's not that cool.
He's a Nordic skier, right?
Yeah, he only does cross country skiing. No, but I think, like, you know, there's a stigma around ski bros that they're kind of like, you know, F you to authority and F you to teachers. And he was always, like, super respectful. Like, even if there was any kind of minor disagreement or discrepancy in his grades, like, the way he approached it was, like, just, like, so...
Totally agree.
You know, thoughtful. And he was, you know, took responsibility for turning in work late. He always came to me with his hat in his hand, kind of, you know, saying, like, I know I messed up. But there was no entitlement or expectation. And
he wasn't making excuses.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
A great kid all around.
He's like, I just didn't do it.
I just straight up
It just wasn't
which teachers really appreciate.
It was hard. Yeah.
Yeah. I always look forward to coming in on Monday, too, after the weekend and talking to Jake about skiing.
Yeah.
I mean, he just is so passionate about it and just loves to ski.
Yeah.
It was just so fun to talk to him about that kind of stuff. And I know, Josh, for you, too, I think he's the same way with music.
Yeah,
but it was just really cool.
I remember asking, sorry to interrupt you, but I just had a quick thought. I remember asking Peterson when I first met Jake, like, so how good is this kid at skiing? And he just, like, looked at me and he's like, good. I was like, all right.
And you see his videos. Yeah, he goes big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, his music stuff, too. I like listening to his stuff. It's intense. It writes really, like, aggressive music. So if I'm ever feeling that, I'm like, it's cool to hear it.
I wish we had a sample right now we could play for the audience. That'd be right. Awesome.
Yeah, it would.
All right, well, Jake, you did it. We miss you, or we will miss you. We'll see you on the slopes.
All right. The next pupil that we would like to delve into here, this is going to be Landon Scala, the last of the Scala bloodline to walk the halls of Ridgeway Secondary School. Landon, when I first laid eyes on you, my boy, you were this scrawny, sloth-like dude with a wry little grin that peeked out every so often. And not much has changed since then. After I demolished you in ping pong many times over, I was able to get little glimpses into your dry, witty sense of humor, and I've really grown to appreciate you over the last few years. One of the places where I really kind of got to see the true Landon Scala was roaming the streets of Vietnam. And, I mean, if you picture Landon Scala in a third world country in Southeast Asia, totally out of his element, it is exactly how you would imagine. He was just, you know, moping around with the blanket over his head, barely rolling out at the last minute to get on the bus and having people chatter very, you know, quick staccato sentences in Vietnamese he couldn't understand, and him just looking at them like a blank wall. It's exactly as you would imagine. It was amazing. One of the cooler moments that we had was playing spike ball on the beaches of Hoi An, this picturesque Vietnamese town. I mean, it was just out of a postcard, and I just remember thinking, like, man, this is one of the times I want to remember forever, and it's cool that I got to share that with you, Landon. I think my memory might be failing me, but I did save the game with an epic diving lunge into the sand, but I don't know. You'll have to fill in the gaps for me there. We also had a nice Burger King date in Cambodia. I think neither of us could stomach one more meal with chopsticks or that involved rice or noodles. And so we – I can't remember if you asked me out or if I asked you out, but we we hailed a tuk-tuk, as they're called, and made our way to the only weird Burger King in this town and tried to order ourselves a Whopper and – enjoyed it together in silence, as a true Landon date would be. But Landon's, in all seriousness, you've really matured as a student and a thinker. You had a little bit of senioritis creep in, but I think we all did, me as a teacher as well. I've always appreciated the adage that sometimes less is more, and I think you've taken that to heart. Mark Twain famously said, "It's better to remain silent and thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt." And I think that kind of encapsulates your MO of, I'm not going to say much, but when I do, it's probably going to be funny and probably something that I've thought about for a little while. So you're a great kid. I think, you know, it takes some time to, you know, people need to spend time with you to really understand who you are and how you work. But you are you, and you're a cool kid, and I'm really going to miss you.
Yeah, Landon, he's an awesome individual. It's just like, he's one of those kids, like when you have those conversations, like you laugh, they're funny, they're kind of quirky. And sometimes you might not even say anything. He just gives you that Landon smirk.
Yep.
And like looks up for like a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've enjoyed playing ping pong with him. He's always been to open gyms and basketball, and yeah, couldn't miss you, Landon.
Yeah, no, I agree. Just for the year that I had you in class, Landon, you were one of those kids. Well, you were quiet and you were pretty reserved. And I would say don't change that. I think there are too many people that feel the need to talk just to like fill space and make noise. But you seem like the kind of kid who's confident enough to just kind of sit there and do your thing. And I always appreciated that about you. You know, and when you did have something to add, it was always constructive. So I really enjoyed having you in class.
I'll just miss the funny moments, because it came out of nowhere. Like, I'd just be like talking to him, sometimes like kind of pissed at him, and then he'd like say something. I'm like, God dang it, like that's so good. Like, I can't beat this right now. This is awesome. Like, there's cool stuff in there, and when it finally leaves, you know, comes out of that little grin, it's like, this guy,
yep,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, I agree. Landon, thank you for a good 4 years. We're all going to miss you. Next is Caden Forrest. Caden is the definition of cool, calm, and collected. During the state championship soccer game, I literally almost peed myself thinking another shot was going in, but Caden was to the rescue time and time again and never looked phased. His silky smooth moves on the court will never be forgotten either. An optical illusion you are at times. However, I think my favorite quality about you is I've never heard you say anything mean about anybody or to anybody. You're a gentle giant who is always smiling and going with the flow. Your positive energy and endless collection of Dallas Maverick jerseys will take you far in life. Congrats, Caden. You did it.
Yeah, I'm going to miss talking Texas sports with Caden. He's the only, he was one of the few kids, including Bird, where I could kind of get my fix talking about Dirk Nowitzki and who the next Cowboys franchise quarterback is going to be. So I'll miss those conversations for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. One thing I always appreciated, Caden, about having you in class was being a basketball guy for most of my life, and I did it for work for a long time, is I could always talk to you about basketball. Like, you always knew the ins and outs of what was going on with basketball and really just sports in general. And I mean, I was like you when I was younger, like, was kind of sports obsessed, and so it was really fun to have those conversations with you and to have you in class to kind of have that sports outlet. And congrats on making it through, and good luck with your future.
Yeah, I'd like to. I mean, I think I taught him and Bird probably are the two that I taught like the most. Like, they would pop in random classes. Like, he played everything. Like, he did guitar, he did bass, he did bass clarinet. He sang a choir 1 year. I was like, man, this guy just doesn't care where he is, and he'll still work really hard at wherever he is. And I don't know. Like, I have a lot of respect for that, because I think he'll be able to get. He'll be able to get in uncomfortable situations and probably come out just fine.
He's like the definition of happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way
in life.
It
does.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, he's like smiling, even though he'll be like yawning in the hall after like an away game or something. It's like, and then like, you're like, hey, Kate. He's like, hey. And like, yeah, just like has like kind of gives the head flip and a smile like peeks out.
He's like the unspoken hero of the soccer season too, like all the miraculous saves. And
yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, always doesn't ever look stressed.
Unflappable.
You may not be.
Yeah. Unflappable. That's an English teacher word.
Like
there.
Like a penguin.
Yeah.
What?
Indefatigable spirit.
PE teachers don't know what that word means. I don't know if anyone
he's
needs
like
to
explain.
Dodgeball?
Throw the ball, catch it, you're out. Four square.
Whatever, I still get paid as much as you guys, so you're the idiots.
Which is a lot for all of us.
we said we weren't going to get personal in this podcast.
Well, gates are open now.
All right, yeah, Caden, thanks, dude. Let's move on to Keegan. Mr. Roll Robbie, take this one.
Keegs McGeegs. Schmiggity. Here we go. Oh, man. Keegan, you are one of the most driven students I've had the pleasure of teaching. A man who is truly chasing his dreams, and I'm really proud of you for that. And I believe in your success after high school. I've enjoyed listening to your music since the first song you showed me, and I can't wait to hear more of the music you produce. Along with your musical talent, your maturity is something I have to acknowledge as well. You've grown so much in these short years of high school to where you become a positive influence on your peers, and life isn't always kind to us, but you really took control of yours. And not many people figure this out at your age. So I'm just wishing you the best after high school.
Yeah, I mean, I think Keegan, if we were to pick like a most improved, he would be someone in the running. Like, when he first came to me sophomore year, like, man, academically he was all over the place, and his caring level was very minimal. And, then all of a sudden he's taking AP Gov his senior year and, like, you know, just really driven and focused and just like he seems like a man. Like, he's not a boy anymore. Yeah. He's a full-grown man.
Well, especially when you talk to him, you hear that deep voice. Like, oh, whoa.
Oh, man, he's a baritone. Holy cow. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Stay in your lane, Spearman.
I know like three music terms, like note and key and
nothing. Slap the bass.
Slap at the bass.
Slap at the bass. More cowbell, Gene. All these old man references, you guys are going to have to go look these up later. Like Saturday Night Live is a show that used to be on what was known as cable TV back when we would watch network shows at night.
At a direct time, not
yes,
one that you could.
Yes,
whenever you want. I'm trying to keep the 1950s references to a minimum here.
Okay, sure.
I would shadow that Spearman. Like Keegan, he just seems like he's grown up already. Yeah. Like I think he could go get a job tomorrow, skip college, and probably be making more money than all of us in 6 months.
He's going to be making more money than all of us.
Yeah. Most of these kids will. Let's face that. Yeah,
which isn't very much. But
those who can't do and those who can't teach.
We set the bar low for you guys.
Here we are.
But no, man, Keegan, he's just, mature, level-headed, passionate, in the weight room, too. Like he put in a lot of time and effort. I think he beat James Northey's bench record.
Dude is swole, man. Dude,
how did James Northey get? Like, he didn't.
He's like corn fed.
Twig. Oh yeah,
dude, those Northern boys are tough.
Yeah, that's true.
But
anyway,
I'm
not talking about that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Keegan, it was fun having Keegan in class. When I think of Keegan, I always think of like kind of quiet confidence.
Yeah,
and I think those are both really good kind of characteristics and qualities to have. Is he's just really comfortable in his own skin, knew who he was.
Yeah,
and I think those are things that'll help you in life for sure.
I think he listens before he talks to. I just feel like his sense of humor. Like I feel like we talked like watching all the same TV shows and just like constantly made like bro jokes and he felt like a friend for sure.
He's just a good I don't know. It seemed like he's stepped into just being a really positive influence on his peers.
Yeah,
like he has this in the music scene. He has this way of like bringing people together, which is really cool. And him, like his personality isn't like annoying, like it's really easy to get along with. And so he's just like, he's like a glue, like people come into him. And so like you mix that with like his maturity and his drive. And that's just like that's a spark for other people around him to push themselves to do better. And he doesn't even have to tell him, he just has to be himself.
Yeah.
You know, like that's huge. So.
All right. Keegan, we're going to move on. I'm sure I'll stop by Colorado Boy and get some pizzas from you this summer. All right, next we got Adley Gates. Adley, thank you for being the one person who always laughs at my jokes. I can, like, not, she won't even be in my classroom. I'll say a joke, and I hear, and, like, her laughing at me.
Dude,
it's always, like, one.
I'm going to miss those pity laughs for sure.
I don't think they're pity. I think she thinks I'm funny.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Whatever.
Good one, right?
But it's always just that one, like, blurb, and then she just kind of, like, smiles at you. I'm like, thank you. So, yeah, thanks for always laughing at me. Wait, no, not at me, but with me.
Sure.
You're one of the most independent and driven people I know, but you do it with such ease that I'm jealous. Your ability to stay calm and use your brain will take you far in life. At times, your independence has frustrated me as a teacher because I know it's hard for you to be in a traditional classroom when your motivation is greater than the four walls around you. However, it's refreshing that you can communicate with me and I can trust you to go on runs during weightlifting. And Spearman can have you in the hallway for U.S. history 85% of the time. Your natural talents are complemented by your drive and love of life. Most people are known for one thing, a climber, a soccer player, a brainiac, a dirt bike rider, a runner, a musician, because they all take a lot of time and effort, passion, and commitment. Yet I stand here today and announce Adley Gates, the salutatorian, state climbing champion, next winner of American Idol who finds a cure for cancer after finishing the Boston Marathon. Thank you, Adley. You've been a wonderful student to have. I'm definitely going to miss watching you grow and just your motivation and matureness that you've always carried with you.
Yeah, I think that's right on, Rouse. Summation of you being just good at everything. And, man, you were such a good climber. I don't know if you guys ever got to go to a comp or but, man, she was just phenomenally strong, like freakishly good. And it was really motivating for me to climb with her, and that's probably where we kind of got to know each other the best, is belaying and talking data on climbing routes, and me trying to attempt to tell her how to do a problem that was way harder for me to do, but trying to seem coachy at the same time. We also had kind of a, you know, we had some good times in eighth hour regular U.S. history that you got dropped in this year. I will definitely miss having someone to look at when the chaos was unfolding. And
you had Adley in the Gong Show?
That was one of my favorite things to witness.
It was the Gong Show plus Adley.
I walked in there every day for the entertainment. Yeah. And usually she was like sitting there like doing like geometry homework. Or
it was like Michael Jordan playing basketball with the Three Stooges.
Yeah, it was a sight to behold for sure. You know, I had Hadassah for 3 years before I had Adley. And Hadassah is a totally different learner. She's like very by the book, very regimented, like wants to do things exactly the way they should be done. And, you know, Adley kind of found her own method in high school and figured out the game and figured out, you know, it's not like she was cutting corners, but she just knew exactly what needed to be done. And she was like super efficient about it and no nonsense and just a very she knew how to be a student, and I admired that for sure.
She's a natural learner too. She never seemed like stressed about getting things done, like so very reliable.
Yeah, no, the thing that was cool about Adley is, like, the first thing I would say is just, like, effort. Just, like, such a hard worker. And honestly, like, teachers talk about this all the time.
But she does it, like, effortlessly.
I know. No, I agree. It's just who she is.
Yeah.
And that's something that, like, you cannot teach kids.
Yeah.
Effort. That's true. And that's one thing that's so great about her. And the other thing is just, like, this, like, sense of, like, gratitude. Like, she was just like always like psyched. I kind of felt like about like being in school and whether it was like learning. But the cool thing was is she did it like experiment, as you said, like in a thoughtful way. Mm-hmm. She wasn't like good to just like do whatever. She really thought about like how she wanted to learn and how she wanted to think about things.
She didn't like wasting time.
No, yeah. I totally agree. And I really respected that too, mm-hmm. Because she wanted to get everything out of her time that she could.
Right.
And I thought that was a really cool thing. So, yeah,
she's the
awesome having her in class.
Best tuba player I ever had in seventh grade.
And the only one.
Yeah. No, it was so weird. Like, I was like, oh man, like we got a good one. And then she ended up not taking the class, and I was like, oh no. And then I got to teach her, just her, because scheduling in Ridgeway is just weird, you know. But that was really cool, because it was like, I saw this, like, independence about her. I was like, this is actually something really cool that not a lot of kids have at that young of an age, where they take control of their life without throwing it away. Like, kind of like you were saying about, like, I want to learn still. This is how I want to do it. I'm going to do it and get it done. And I like, respected that a lot.
Yeah.
Because it was just cool. Like, just to see someone with that like ownership of everything that they had, and they're going to still get it done, and they're not going to need anybody to tell them what to do. They're like, I got this. And that was really cool. So.
Yeah. I asked her on the senior trip, I'm like, what are your plans for next year? She's like, I don't know if I want to like go to med school or like become a musician. I'm like, all right. Not many people like have those two options.
I'm the singing doctor.
Yeah. Right brain,
you
left brain.
Have no, never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
Please don't.
All right. Well, Adley, thank you. You've been an all-star here, and we're all going to miss you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. All right, our next student up here is Nell, and. Nell, it was such a blast having you in AP Literature this year. You were one of the many students in this class who typically understood the literature we were reading better than I did. But seriously, I am kind of serious. But you were one of those kids who provided insights that honestly never even occurred to me. You would come out with things, whether it was in discussions in class or it was that I would see in your essays, that really kind of like opened my eyes to seeing the works that we were reading in different ways. And that's pretty rare. And that was cool. Your original thinking combined with your subtle sense of humor, those are things that'll take you far in life. Keep reading, keep writing, and keep thinking. And I also want to add now that I think you did a pretty incredible job of coming to a new school as a senior I mean, that is daunting. That's a challenging thing to have to take on. And, you know, I think you're one of those kids who is a thinker and really enjoys reading and learning. But not necessarily, you know, I think sometimes that Spearman said this before about another student, that like the four wall traditional classroom is not necessarily the best model for everybody. And I think you're kind of a different thinker and a different kind of kid that way. And I mean that as a compliment. So, I definitely think you're going to find your way and find things that you're passionate about and you're going to be successful in life. So
I'll kind of piggyback off of the sentiment you were trying to outline there. I felt very, very guilty trying to teach you about budgeting and credit cards and these like little, you know, kind of insequential nuts and bolts of life, because I just felt like you were, you know, into thinking about deeper things and bigger things and, you know, not like itemized tax returns and, you know, goofy stuff that, you know, thinkers like you should probably, you know, be thinking about. And I definitely got the sense very early that you were kind of like an iceberg. You know, the tip was just kind of, you know, this quiet, soft-spoken girl, but you really had a lot going underneath, and you have this complex background that's, you know, involves, you know, living internationally and speaking other languages. And I think that had you been able to spend some more time in Ridgeway, you know, it would have, you know, you would have been able to do yourself justice, and everybody would have kind of figured out that you're a pretty cool kid for sure.
Yeah. I kind of felt bad like making her go on the senior trip, like push. And like, I know you didn't want to, and like probably going on a 5-day rafting trip with people you barely know, was super intimidating. So yeah, when you showed up that morning to jump on the bus, I was like, all right, she's here. She can't go anywhere now. And, yeah, it's really cool getting to know you. I really respect people who like want to take a gap year or two or three, and go travel. And I think once like kids kind of found out about your background stuff, like you're very interesting. And like, I don't know if I'll ever hear from you again. I think you're that type of person. You're going to move on, and go to Europe and travel around the world. I really appreciate how you look at life, and you seem ready, and confident. And I think you're going to have a good time.
I mean, I never taught you, but anybody that can survive their year, 1 year in Ridgeway as a senior, that's saying something. So
for sure.
Cool. All right, Nell, thank you for joining the class of 2020. All right, next we have Miss Emerson. I don't know if I've ever pronounced her name consistently.
I don't know correct. If I've ever spelled it right. I do know for
spelling
sure that I've
easy.
Never spelled it right.
I kept calling her
Gentry, right?
I kept calling her Emery on our Zooms this spring. So that's definitely the wrong way to say her name.
So is it Gentry or Gentry?
Gentry.
That's a good question.
Are you saying Pam or Pan? All right, Emerson, I got you for this one. It's been a pleasure getting to know you better over your senior year versus just freshman PE. On the senior trip, you had a lot of good talks about life that ensured me that you're going to be just fine. I feel like I kind of worried about you at times and questioned decisions, but after getting to know you better, like you're really confident. I think you're pretty book smart and street smart. I admire your ability to laugh at any situation, but you balance that well with maturity and understanding of being a good person. I never know what I'm going to get when a senior signs up for weightlifting, if they're just filling space in the schedule or they're forced to take it for graduation requirements. But your work ethic and positive attitude always came through. I guess when you sit at the end, man, totally butchered that. But your work ethic and positive attitude always came through. I guess when you sit at the end of the upstairs hallway for your other 7 classes, it won't kill you to work out once an hour. Or for an hour. Man.
Good job.
You guys are going to make fun of me so bad for this one. I had a speech impediment when I was a kid. Anyways, you're a rock star. I'm very excited for your future. Just finding out that you're actually going to go to school in Italy, whether that be this year or next year with everything going on. I think it says a lot about your outgoing personality, and you want to go have an adventurous life.
Eat a lot of meatballs and spaghetti.
That was great, Spearman.
He speaks the most Italian out of all of us.
Rivederci.
But yeah, I'm going to miss having you in class. You're really funny. Very, very witty. I feel like you threw me under the bus rather easily. And sorry for calling
it's not
you
hard.
Sorry for calling you clown feet all the time.
She definitely made fun of me more or as much as anybody else did. But also taught me a lot of good street slang. I feel like a lot of my street cred, a lot of my young speak, as I like to call it.
Like dank?
Like tight and sweet.
No,
and
it's tot.
Tot. And I'd ship that. Mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drip. Got that drip.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that was.
That's when you got a runny nose, right?
I think it's when you're sweating a lot because you're nervous.
Oh, okay.
You got to respect it.
I thought Raul
way.
Taught about that in health class. Oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez. Fibby.
Edit.
No, Emerson, I first kind of caught wind of her as the ninth grade phenom volleyball player. I remember that was back in the days when Tracy Hill, our venerable athletic director, would come and basically ask/tell you, you are going to be calling lines for this volleyball game. Yep. And cancel any plans you ever had because you're going to be there. And I'm going to say I'm going to pay you a lot, but I won't. And I remember like being very nervous calling lines because like, you know, Emerson would jump up and just, you know, rocket one. And I would have to be like, you know, deer in the headlights there thinking like, oh, does flag down mean in or out? I don't know. And
I've made so many questionable calls. Like, you know what? I think it's in.
Oh, yeah.
Just because Ridgeway hit it.
No, I still remember the chance of like, she's a freshman. Like that still kind of stuck with me. So I can't believe you're a senior. But yeah, kind of talking about, you know, the differences between Hadassah and Adley. Wow. You're kind of, I kind of see some, you know, some similarities there between you and your sister Hunter. She was very by the book and, you know, had this like, you know, vision of her life that was very dialed in. And I see you as more of like a free spirit, kind of a street smarts type person. And, I think you're going to do just fine for sure.
Somehow being the youngest child just really brings out the best in you. I would know.
That was the youngest child comment. Can we move on now?
That's funny that you mentioned the volleyball thing because I kind of forgot about that, but that's totally true. Like you're standing in the corner and you're like, well, I can't run away from this. I'm just going to have to take it and just hope that it, you know, doesn't go in the worst place it could.
Sure, sure.
Beaming down at
sure. We know
90 miles an hour.
Face.
We all, right. We all smell what you're cooking there. We know what you're saying.
Right. Now, Emerson, I loved having you in class. It was your attitude was always super positive, and as these guys talked about, your sense of humor was always spot on, and that's something I think any teacher appreciates, especially because your sense of humor tended to involve lots of sarcasm, which is always a bonus. I also think it's really cool, yeah, that you're kind of taking the adventurous route at the next level, and you're going to go to study in Florence, as Rao pointed out, you know,
it may not eat the pizza.
Hopefully everyone stops speaking in weird Italian accents. May not happen this fall, but I, you know, I think at some point you'll get there for sure. So, stick to that plan. And I think you're going to do great.
She's one of those kids. I think she had school figured out.
Definitely.
She knows how to play the game and, very respectful, but yeah, super fun to have in class as well. So thank you, Clown Feet.
All right. Emerson, for some reason, that has a Y in it. All right, here we go. Lily, for some reason, that only has one L in it. See there at the start of our note sheet, we have the correct spelling, but then in my spelling, I put two L's just to make me feel good. Lily, you're kind of a... I mean, well, you're not kind of, you're definitely a one-of-a-kind Renaissance woman of the Wild West, I like to call you. When I had your sister Holly in class my first year, I didn't really know a whole lot about you. And just when I had you pegged, you kind of just kept surprising me and coming up with new personality traits that kind of awed me. When I first heard you were a beauty pageant champion, I thought to myself, oh, she's one of those girls. Then I discovered that you were one of the best thinkers in the class and that you were super athletic, gritty, and funny. I really appreciate your self-deprecating humor, and I'm going to miss making fun of you about partially living in a place that doesn't really exist, also known as Wyoming, that is on every map I've seen, but nobody's ever been there. And it's a weird square, and I'm convinced it's like a government testing site for nuclear weapons or something. It's a lot of fun hanging out with you at Knowledge Bowl. Blown away at how well-read and how well-rounded you are from an academic standpoint. You kind of know a little bit about everything. You're Jane of all trades, if that's a saying. I'll definitely miss you peeking your head around my door on Tuesdays and Thursdays and saying, "Yo, Spear Dog, we bowling?" And that was my cue to furiously go try to print out some questions and make my giant salad and eat it as hastily as possible before seeing how smart Sean was. I'll also
talk about me.
No.
Sean with a normal spelling, not with two N's and a W.
That was four N's.
That's right. I'll also miss having a front row seat for your little feuds with Anza. Her making fun of you about being country and you pointing out the fact that she has a slight bladder condition, which sometimes, well, never mind. all kidding aside, you have an outstanding head on your shoulders, and I'm confident that you'll be happy, fulfilled, and successful in life. You're also one of these kids that kind of has it figured out. Like, I feel like you could probably, back a trailer better than me, and you probably, understand, how to fix a, bathroom sink, whereas I would have to call somebody and have, my soft hands wouldn't be able to complete the task.
Yeah, no, I agree, Lily, with everything that that Spearman said. One thing that stands out about you for me is you made fun of me for being bald more than any student I've ever had, and I can only assume that that means that you were really comfortable with me, I guess. And I guess that's a good thing. No, but honestly, I loved your sense of humor. And having you and Anza at that table right in front of me where I would drone on senselessly
about history.
Right, because it was socialist. Oh, wait, sorry, I taught English, didn't I?
After the Treaty of Versailles, a new literary style emerged known as the Lost Generation.
What's that?
I think that's when you were born.
Oh.
He just doesn't remember anymore.
I was just after that. I was born during the Great Depression. Lost Generation is the 20s gym teacher. But it was, you two would just crack me up. You and Anza would sit there and argue like two 85-year-old sisters, which was always always hilarious to witness. And I really appreciated your insights in AP Lit. You were one of those kids, like some other kids I've talked about, who you noticed a lot of things and saw plenty of things that I didn't. And that's it's fun to teach kids like that. So thanks for doing such a great job.
It's been really cool just teaching you since seventh grade, because you were like the edgiest middle school kid at the time.
Lily was edgy?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
She'd like wear black and like just sit in the back corner and be like, murder.
Listening to My Chemical Romance.
But yeah, so that was crazy. And then like by the end, like, she turned into this like super leader, which is awesome. Cause I was trying to like choreograph a dance and that's just a bad idea. Like I can't like express how like ultimately white and trashy my choreographing is, but it's bad. So just watching her, step into that, take control, lead a bunch of other high school girls, which is an impossible task. Just taking that. I don't know. I got a lot of respect for that.
She's definitely a leader.
Like, she is.
She grabs the bull by the horns and like doesn't look back, doesn't ask questions.
She literally and figuratively grabs the bull by the horns because she is doing ranch work while... Yeah.
Also, like, probably in heels, getting ready for the beauty pageant.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get this steer real quick.
By the creek.
I really respect, like, how, like, diverse you are. Like, you have a lot of different interests, and I feel like you do all of them great. It's like, whenever you're planning pep rallies and stuff like that, you're just, like, charging, telling people what to do, get this, get that, not cleaning up afterwards, but that's all right. Here's a funny, quirky person, kind of march to the beat of your own drum, but people strong. Respect you.
Strong.
She's strong.
Yeah, strong sure. as ox.
I don't know. There's just, there's, it takes a lot of courage to lead. And I think that was yeah. just a really cool thing to watch that. Like, yeah, she's not scared. Like, I think leading your peers is hard to do.
Yeah, and she doesn't really tend to care what other people think.
Yep.
Wow, which I really appreciate in, yeah. in anyone, but especially especially high school students. So, yeah.
I have the pleasure of talking about Blake. Blake Rutherford, everybody. Hey, grow up, guys. Cool laughing. Blake, I've always seen you as a guy who's in control of himself, a guy who stays collected, aware, and never speaks too soon. I've always seen all of, or I, yeah, I saw all of that go out the window when you were allowed to play a trash can. Lesson learned in teaching. But that's besides the point. But, Blake, I've always just trusted you as a musician. And, you know, in a world where people must be reliable, lest they embarrass literally everyone on stage, that's a really big deal to me. Since you were in the seventh grade, I knew I could trust you, and that's never changed. I respect that about you a lot. Reliability and faithfulness are such key traits for success in every aspect of life, and you've led well, and you will lead well, and I'm excited to see where you go and what you do after high school. Yeah,
I think Blake's definitely kind of the natural leader. I think we've said that about another, about a couple other kids, but that's definitely Blake. I mean, when he and Carver and Andrew, you know, first brought on the Rubik's Cube revolution, it spread like wildfire, and those guys were, you know, they were the original.
The OGs.
The OGs. I mean, Blake is, you know, he's good at a lot of things, but he's really good at handling money and investments and getting into the stock stuff.
He's literally like,
he's really
we talked
good.
About so much, I actually invest in the stock market.
He's, yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, I'm going to listen to Blake, and no, I got this.
He's good. I mean, he's self-taught. Which just having that skill of being able to like get into something and then go real deep into it and become an expert. I mean, that'll be the case with everything he gets into. I mean, he's a, you know, just hearing his stories about him, you know, pit crewing with his dad and being his dad's, you know, co-driver for all those epic races. Just a super cool kid, you know, hanging out at Lake Powell now, probably, you know, diving off the houseboat. Just a super cool kid.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. The first time I met Blake was last summer, and I hadn't even started the school year yet, hadn't started teaching here yet, but it was when he was on an interview committee with me, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, gosh, this is a perceptive kid for a high school student. And Blake's one of those kids that I see in, like, 25 years or, you know, once he's like well into his career, who sits in meetings and doesn't say a whole lot, but he'll like lob in a bomb at some point, like in the meeting, and everybody will just be like,
oh my
whoa,
God,
like I never even thought about that.
Right.
You know, just like a really perceptive kid, and doesn't talk just 'cause, you know, he wants people to hear him, or just talking to talk, you know, if Blake's throwing something in, it's substantive and it's insightful. And, that's why I was so fond having Blake in AP Lit.
He's a good conversationist.
Ah,
especially awesome. With like adults too. Like he holds his own, like,
well, 'cause he is one. He's just super mature when he wants to be, yeah.
Which is hard to believe because one of the earliest memories I have of Blake was, I had his older sister, Caitlin, in class my first year here. And she was dating Grant Seville, Jimmy Seville's older brother.
Oh,
and I remember having a good laugh because she was like, yeah, I'm going to have Grant like have a talk with Blake today about, like, you know, using deodorant. Like starting to be, I think he was either eighth or ninth grader. But I think he was eighth. But, man, he was a gangly, goofy-looking eighth grader. And he's like, yeah, I think, you know, he really looks up to Grant. I think Grant can, like, talk to him about, like, body odor and stuff. So knowing Blake now, it's, like, shocking to think that was him just a few years ago.
Yeah, Mr. Suave now.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Cool.
We went to California on a community service trip with Shelton years ago. I think it was Blake's freshman year. On the way back, we, like, stopped in Vegas for the night. And Blake was like our tour guide around Vegas because he's been there so many times. Like, took us, like, he's like, you don't want to go to New Vegas, you want to go to Old Vegas. And like, there's just like 80s rock and roll and like people on like the zip line above the street. He's like, oh, you could tell he's just like, he knew every corner, every street.
The buffet at Caesars is killer.
But yeah, really well rounded kid. Man, races trucks, wants to be a doctor, could be the next Wolf of Wall Street.
Did you say Wolf?
Wolf.
Is he a wolf guy?
He always says wolf. He can't say wolf.
It's that speech impediment he mentioned before.
Dude, yeah. I swear.
Can't use that excuse because we all get crap, okay? I'm just dumb, so I have no
you just cry all the time.
It's true. By the way, I'm doing well. I have not shed a tear yet.
Cried yet.
Yep, just noted. Three witnesses in the room.
See if we can change that.
No.
Right.
Oh, man.
All right, well, thank you, Blake. You've been a rock here. Yeah. Next is Jerry June Hall. Jerry June, you've already accomplished more than the rest of your classmates and half of the audience here today. The class of 2020, myself, couldn't be happier to see you and your baby boy here. Obviously this is supposed to be in person, so that's why it sounds like that. But you can truly see who a person is, when life throws them a big curveball. And what I knew about you was confirmed this year. You're tough as nails, cool under pressure, and persevere in any situation. I'm not talking about your pregnancy, but whenever you look like a ripe tomato on day 5 of the senior trip, the guides had to tell you to sit in the shade and quit helping. But in all reality, you may have had the best attendance record this year. Your amazing attitude and smile showed up every day, and you never made any excuses. I'm so proud of you and happy for you and your family. I can't wait to see what the future has in store for you.
Yeah, Jerry June, I was absolutely blown away by how you handled everything this year. I mean, you were just a class act. You were on top of it. I mean, you were giving out that mom vibe real early this year and just of responsibility and on top of everything. And I have no doubt
that's always been her style. Like,
for sure.
You don't need to really remind her to do things. Like, she's just always steady.
Yeah. I think you'll take to parenting like a duck to water for sure.
Yeah, no, just to piggyback off of what Spearman and Rao said, Jerry June. I mean, it was so great having you in class just because you have all these just basic qualities you need to have to be successful really in anything. I mean, your attendance was probably the best in the senior class. You worked your tail off. You did all your work. You never turned in work late. And honestly, like all those things that made you a really good student and that make you a really good person, are going to make you a really good mom. As those guys said, I mean, you handled a situation that I think is a pretty challenging situation. And I've never seen a kid handle it as well as you did. So, thanks for that. You were, I think you were honestly really like a role model for a lot of the kids at the school. So, good luck. And I saw those pictures of your baby boy, and you guys are going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, you're inspiring, and you're like, I feel like it should be like the adults are inspiring the kids. But I think with Jerry June, it's like the other way around, like, you know, just overcoming so much adversity outside of school and still being able to show up to school and get work done and not complain and not make excuses. That's amazing. And so that's going to pay off a lot. And your son's going to see that and appreciate that too. You know,
I think we have to mention how good of a basketball player you were too. Like you were super talented and
dropping bombs. Like,
oh
no,
my gosh,
I always liked how like really red her face got to when she competed.
Yeah.
And it's always like, that's like the only time you see Jerry June is like fired up. She's such like a laid back calm person. Like on the court, you could see like she looked pissed at times, but stepped it up every time.
She had that killer instinct for sure.
All right. Well, Jerry June, thank you and congrats. All right. Well, Robbie, take the next one.
Bird.
The bird man.
Heck yeah. Well, I gotta mention something. Like, I really appreciate like Spearman's countless like Texas slangs. Like, you're gonna take like a duck on water, and just like it's non. Like every single kid, he has some like weird dad Texas thing that he says.
His kid's gonna talk like that too.
It's
gonna be rough. He'll write an essay.
I hope he doesn't come to Ridgeway.
All right, Bird. This one's for you. I can't even count how many different classes I've taught you in. You're just a man of many talents, and your willingness to jump in and try something new. What did I write? Try something new without few?
Fear.
Oh, fear. Yeah, that makes more sense. Let me read that over. Edit. Cut. Oh, God.
He has trouble so going from music notes to actual letters.
Right. This podcast is messier than a soup sandwich.
Is that a Texas saying?
Hell yeah.
Nice. All right, I'm going to start this again, Bird. I can't even count how many different classes I've taught you in. You're a man of many talents, and your willingness to jump in and try something new without fear, there we go, has been something I've always respected about you. Your courage to try is huge, and that's going to help you find your place much faster than those who are afraid of failure, that they miss opportunities. You have a calmness about you as well that I think also aids you in handling stressful situations. And don't let that go either. I know you will do well in your pursuits after high school because of this. I mean, that I see that a lot. Like, that's just something that's really cool. Like, you just go for it. I really appreciate that, Bird.
I'm going to miss talking Texas football with you and, well, pretty much all things Texas.
Go Horns. Hook 'em. Yeah, I mean, actually, I'm not going to call you Burr. I'm going to call you Bubba, because I know that's what your parents call you. You hate that. I know that. But yeah, man, you've been – there's like a group of you in this class. I feel like we've played so much like open gym basketball together. Like, I feel like we're like friends almost, and like we like just compete against each other all the time. And like, that's one thing I've always liked about you. Like, when you show up to open gym, like, you take it right to the hole. You're powerful. And just, yeah, just your determination to like win and like beat the person in front of you. I'm watching you get back into soccer this year. Like, you were, I don't think anyone got past you once, and I'm pretty sure you scored a goal from like half one, like the half field one time too.
Legend.
Yeah, man, you're very determined. And just, you don't understand quitting. You go hard. You don't give up.
Yeah. There's lots of kids that you kind of worry about, like the toughness factor when they get into the real world. Like, they, you know, they may have, you know, decent academic skills and they thrive in this little, you know, kind of sanitized environment, but then, you know,
no pun intended,
the real world. Ooh, COVID joke number one only. Not to scare you kids, but the real world is tough, and a guy like Bird is gonna handle it just fine and not be scared. I won't, Bird.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think one of Bird's best qualities, he just kind of has this like go with the flow attitude and just kind of response to everything. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get like worked up, doesn't get stressed out. And honestly, you have no idea. I think it's pretty natural for, you know, for some kids to have that trait, but as you get older, that's going to help you a lot. Just kind of that laid back attitude, and just that quiet confidence that you have, and just your ability to get along with everybody else in the room as well. I think you're going to do well, Bird.
Yeah. I've heard from a lot of like your peers, yeah, you're really like loyal friend. Like, you're the type of person like people want on their side. Just an overall good natured dude. And I also love that you wear 90s clothes. Like, you look like you're like from like the movie in the 90s all the time. Swagger. Drip.
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 Yeah.
Drip.
All right. Let's move on to Raven Hopgood. Ravenclaw. A few years ago, I helped Raven's mom, Honga, cater the Ride Festival in Telluride. It was really cool seeing young Raven be so knowledgeable with her mom's craft and working hard to make sure we're always ready. That's when I first saw her leadership qualities, and like, she's definitely one of those other like strong, man, this class has a lot of strong leaders.
Yeah.
Which is probably why you guys have been one of our favorites. But it was also really great getting to know Raven on a deeper level. She's a determined young woman who loves a good laugh, a fun live show, and a tense game of soccer on the pitch. And her artwork that has given her a wonderful scholarship to CU says a lot about her. I really appreciate your ability to solve problems on your own, but also ask for help when you need it. When I think of you, I think of balance. You're calm but feisty, You're athletic, but an artist. You're a social justice warrior, but you're peaceful. Can't wait to see what the future has in store for you and catch up on the new places you visited and what Red Rock shows are your favorite. I'll miss hearing you say, "Hi, Sean," every day as I turn around acting mad but smiling every time. Good luck, Raven. Stay in touch.
Yeah, Raven, I appreciate your willingness to let me play devil's advocate with every argument you have.
Every single time.
in a big-time, exaggerated Texas way, and to make fun of you about being into astrology, and to pretty much use the astrologer girl voice when I'm mimicking your arguments. Like, man, that was so like Sagittarius. It's the year of the snake, man. So I appreciate your good nature. We probably think alike on a lot of things, probably most things. And I think you figured out pretty early on that I was just kind of trying to challenge you, make you think a little bit. And you started to get my jokes and not get too upset with me. We've had our couple of, you know, little run-ins where I've made you storm out of class, but then we always make up afterwards. So I'll miss you for sure. I think I first had you in a similar gong show-like class, which was history through cinema with the senior class of Colin Kraft and Jesse and Kalen Salstrand and Jude and all those guys. And you were just kind of thrown in
there. It's the A-team right there.
And you got to see me under pressure. And so, yeah, I'll miss you. You're an awesome kid.
Yeah, Raven. You were so fun to have in class. When I think of you, one word that just comes to mind is just charge. Whatever it is, you kind of like just charge into it. Like you just like go at it head first. And I always appreciate about that about you. Like whatever you're into, you're like super passionate about it. You know, and that's one of those things that's going to make you successful in whatever you're doing. Yeah, congrats on that scholarship, your art scholarship to CU Boulder. I think that's well deserved.
I just read about that. That's like a prestigious thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, awesome job on that, Raven. Happy and proud of you.
You are talented for sure. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Super cool scholarship. And, I was also just thinking yours was one of the first essays I think that I read when I first started teaching here in the fall. And so you were really one of the first kind of kids that I connected with. And so, I just appreciate, kind of getting to know you early on, and, you were real welcoming and I appreciate that. So good luck next year.
Wish you the best, Raven.
Yeah. Thanks for a good 4 years. I feel like I look up to you as a person already.
Yeah.
All right, Phoebe, on to you.
All right. Let's see, Svea, you're up next. And Svea, a lot of the stuff that I've got here are things that I've talked to you about before, and you know, whether it was just in a conversation or an email, but you've got a couple qualities that all teachers really honestly wish the kids had, but they're just things that you can't teach. And one of those things is your work ethic. And that's a phrase that's thrown around a lot lightly, I think. But honestly, it shouldn't be taken lightly, because there aren't too many kids that really have that like super solid work ethic. You put 100% into everything you do just because that's who you are. And you don't do it because of a grade, and you don't do it for praise. It's just part of your makeup. And you don't know any other way to do things. And if there's one quality that I can instill in students, that would be it. But just as important as being a hard worker, is being kind and thinking about the way that you treat other people. And you treat everyone with respect, and kindness and respect. Those are also qualities that really seem to come very naturally to you. And if you keep doing that, if you keep embracing those kind of traits of hard work and treating other people the way that you do, I think you'll be able to accomplish whatever you want to in life.
Yeah, I've seen Svea just like grow so much over the last couple of years, to being just a shy new person, to just really embracing who she is. And yeah, just so much confidence this year. And I know you're doing that internship down in Florida right now, which I think is great for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a lot of hidden talents. Like I said, it's about a few people. Like, I really respect people who are a little more quiet and just take everything in, and they speak mm-hmm. when they need to. Mm-hmm. That's a really important quality.
My favorite hidden talent that Svea had, which gave me lots of entertainment during advisory, was like watching over her shoulders some kind of like teen vampire show that she always watched. I don't know what it was, but it was super cool.
Pippi's like, why are all these young kids into vampires these days?
Is this Buffy? Earbuds? Exactly. I thought it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right?
That's the other one the kids need to look up.
Yeah, no, the best story about Svea that I have is she had her older brother, Julian, used to go to the school, and he was trying to pull a fast one over on me, and he had our foreign exchange student from Germany named Pauline call and act like Julian's German mother in order to call him out of class. And so it worked, and they called my room and said, Julian, you know, his mom just called, and he is to be dismissed before his quiz because he has a very pressing dentist appointment or whatever. And Svea just shakes her head and laughs after he walks out. And she's like, my mom's in Germany right now. Like, that is not my mom. And I was like, what do you mean? And she just like totally ratted her brother out. But it was hilarious.
Can't believe Pauline would do that.
Dude, Pauline was edgy. German kids are edgy.
They are kind of edgy.
Yeah. No, Svea, like you, when you first came, like you were super like unsure of yourself and anxious, and you know, you had your service dog that everybody loved, and you kind of just figured out, you know, that this was a cool, safe, welcoming place for you. And before you know your time was up here, you were doing awesome in school, and you had a good group of friends, and you were thriving. So congrats to you for figuring all that out.
Yeah, that's super cool. I'd appreciate just how you gave it a go in my class, you know, like was not sure, you know, coming in with like zero music experience, how that would all go. But I really appreciate just how inquisitive you were, you know, not being afraid to ask questions, not be afraid to get help, and just advocate for yourself in that way. And then, yeah, like just saying hi to you, you know, this year in the hall, I'm like, this is a different person. Like, totally. It's super cool.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say something. Can't remember.
You're getting old, Ralph, just like me, but
yeah, I am like starting
to
go to
the boomer side.
Senility is going to start to set in soon. Wait for it.
I think it's cool. I think it's going to be really hard to transfer to Ridgeway in high school. I think this class, there's not too many transfers since high school. And like a lot of these kids have known each other for a long time. And I'm sure that's a pretty daunting task to break in here. But I think your calm personality is accepted and respected. So I'm glad you joined us. It's been great getting to know you, and congrats.
All right. Next on our list is Michaela Messer. Michaela, the thing that I am most impressed about you is that even when life got insane and hard, you still showed up to work. You don't use hardship as an excuse to quit. You have a lot of self-discipline, which is hard to find in the average high school student. You have always been the one to push those around you to be better as well. You hold others accountable, and not many people have the strength to do this because there can be a lot of pain in speaking the truth to someone close to you. But this is who you are. You are strong, and you can only be a positive influence on people with this attribute. I mean, that was literally the coolest thing to watch you do. It takes a lot of courage to hold other people accountable. And I respect that a lot.
Yeah, I got to see that firsthand in student council and, you know, when she was in charge of yearbook. And yeah, you were just, like, on top of it. Like, you just were a taskmaster and got stuff done and didn't have excuses about it and, you know, scheduled appointments to come take pictures and then always showed up. And, yeah, you're just a natural-born leader. And I could see you, you know, the type of person that's going to be running a business or – you know, you're definitely going to be boss woman.
She's going to go into social work. And I think that's like the absolutely perfect job because like she wants to help people. She's good at helping people. You're very kind, very supportive. Yeah, you've been one of those people that if I ever need something done or something random, you're definitely those people I can always ask, and you'll do it better than I probably could.
Yeah, for sure.
And honestly, you guys, one of the coolest things for me, like, about this senior class, and I'm the senior advisor, and I've told all you guys, the seniors, this before, is, like, I mean, they're honestly, like, probably, like, if not the best, one of the best groups of kids that I've ever worked with in my 15 years of teaching. So, like, with every kid.
You didn't have, like, Jude and Ian Yoakum.
Oh, man.
Sawyer.
Trevor Darcy.
Yeah.
All right, just kidding. Sorry, Phoebe, for interrupting.
No. But, like, with every kid, it's honestly so easy to, like, say stuff. Like, so I'm sitting here thinking about Michaela, and I'm just like, what a great kid.
It's hard to not be redundant and just say, this kid is.
I know, but like,
these real world skills that are going to be.
But
awesome
she does. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, Michaela is just a super cool kid, and she's a kid that I think about, and I'm like, you know what? Like, in 15, 20 years, I could see her, like, running her own business. You know, if she's going to be, you know, if you end up going into social work, maybe you're, like, running the office and you're, like, managing other people.
I mean, she could probably manage True Grit, like, tomorrow.
Oh,
if you said, like, all right, you're in charge, like, make the schedule, order all the food, do payroll. She's like, okay.
Just a kid that's just on it, and just such a nice kid too. So,
Just think about what the yearbook next year.
she's done so much.
It's going to look like, it's going to be like, without Michaela, it's going to be just trash. Only seniors are listening to this one, right?
It'll be a year
Anyone can listen to it.
Way to go. Right.
Josh was just kidding.
Out in flames. No, it'll be great. It'll be just a great year page.
Yeah. Year page.
All right. Well, thank you, Michaela. Best of luck in your future, and we'll see you around. All right, now, next we got Colin Kendall.
Bro.
Dude, bro, what's up, bro? Dude.
Yeah.
You're one of the most unique students I've taught before. Most people who love throwing clay probably don't like kayaking class five rapids. Most people who look like Cruella DeVille probably aren't the most fearless center back in the league while making gazelle-like runs to the front to score a nifty goal. You're good at everything you do because I feel like you enjoy everything you do. But you also put in the hard work to be a better person. Over my 4 years of teaching weightlifting, I don't think I've seen more growth from day one. I know I gave you a lot of crap about benching 55 pounds your sophomore year, but you probably tripled your weight in almost every lift we do while opposing players just bounce off you. You're not afraid to get in people's face, which I respect. You're an old soul who appreciates the world around you. I think Colin and I were the only ones who slept under the stars every night on the senior trip, staying up later and talking about life. During those talks, I realized that Colin has grown up. He's one of a kind kid who could choose to do anything in life, and I would never worry about him failing. And if he does fail, I know he'll learn so much in the process. You're a person I consider a friend, and I'll miss your big personality next year. Shaka brah.
Yeah, brah.
Brah. No, Colin, I first met you when we went on that DC trip, and you were a freshman, and I generally have kind of a low tolerance for freshmen. I know that seems a little snobby.
A little
snobby as an old upper level teacher, but man, like, we, you know, from the moment I met you, I just felt like we were bros, bro.
And I'm a bro.
Yeah, you were just easy to talk to. You were kind of witty and perceptive, and you was just like talking to an adult. And I remember challenging you to a race in the parking lot of the Walgreens, and everybody said, Colin's the fastest kid. And I fancied myself before kids at that time of being fleet of foot. And so I think I beat you by 10, you know, at least 10 yards, but you were young and still developing your stride. And you beat me, and I pulled a hamstring, and I went back to my room and cried in an ice bath. And you don't know about any of that, but also, you know, it was cool. You were always trying to make the most extreme kendama picks in Vietnam, you know, climbing to the top of spires overlooking lakes to do a
Vietnam, the gym, the upstairs hallway.
Yeah, to do a lighthouse to around the world to Ken Spike or whatever, and then, you know, catch it on the gram with your wild hair and whatever. You're just a cool kid. You're free spirit. You're wild man. I'll miss you for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything Spearman and Rouse said.
All right, good. Josh, you have anything to say about it?
Let's move on.
Just kidding. Sorry.
No, you go, Phoebe. Say your words. Say what you got to say.
I feel hurt over here, man.
Yeah, you should. Rouse me.
It's just Rouse, though. No, but Colin, you're a super cool kid. It was so fun having you in class this year, and you're one of those kids that, like, kind of on the, you know, on the surface, I'm like, at first I was like, who's this, like, Spicoli kind of kid, you know? You're just like, dude. But honestly, like,
got,
yeah,
so bitted.
You're also, like, super thoughtful and really bright, and you know, and I think you're one of those kids that actually really stops and thinks about things
all the time.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that about you. So yeah, I think you're gonna be real successful at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Like, I taught your older brother, and I just remember thinking a while, I was like, I wonder how the little Kendall's going to turn out, you know, like, and, like, I remember, Gunning's nickname for you was Greater Martin, which is really funny, just to kind of remember that. But, you know, you guys are so different, and what was really cool was just for me to look back and be like, both these guys are amazing, amazing dudes. They both have it together. And it was really cool to just get to teach you, because there was a couple of years off where we had a break. But yeah, it was neat to see you come back in there and just like, wow, this guy really does. Like, he thinks, he's mature, he has his own life. And that's really important, I think, just, you know, for younger siblings to have that, like, to get rid of whatever pressure they have from the older one and just become their own person. And I think you really did that. And I really like who that guy is. So good job, Colin.
Yeah, he's kind of like a jack of all trades, like, kind of good, yeah, at everything. He's just, yep, always happy.
Yeah.
I was like, duh. I saw this picture of him from, like, a rafting trip, and he's probably in, like, maybe sixth or seventh grade. I wonder, like, I guess I can't stand up because I'd be by the microphone. Like, you guys can picture me right now. It's like, everyone else is, like, in their regular clothes, like, off the river. Colin still has a splash jacket on. He's got his river booties. And he's just, like, standing there, like, bro, like, throwing shock up. And, like, I was like, dude, like, I don't think he's changed besides the hair color. Yeah, I mean, you're cool.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Sure.
Thanks, Colin. We're going to miss you, buddy.
All right, next Spearman. Up, we got our alpha male, our apex predator, our valedictorian, the Winkster, the godfather of the cube. I think, or maybe Carver is, or maybe Blake is, I don't know. I always think of you as the OG cuber. I always appreciated the fact that you were kind of torn between fulfilling your destiny as an intellectual giant and just being a dopey teenager who does Rubik's Cube all the time. I know you've kind of oscillated back and forth between, you know, those two identities, with some hiccups and bumps in the road with regard to your grades and trying to figure out, you know, your path, you know, who do you want to be? What do you want to do? I admire your ability to ask for help and admit when you aren't toeing the line. I think you're your own worst critic, and that's about all you'll need in life. Your introspective nature and keen sense of self will pay dividends later, even if it's kind of causing you some grief in high school. I really miss your sense of humor and a kind of a specific look you get on your face when you're thinking and processing important information. I always thought I was doing a decent job when you would stop turning your cube and look up for a second and kind of, you know, appear to be pondering some insignificant piece of history I was probably spewing at you. But I can tell you're a really deep thinker, and you're just kind of a rich, complex individual. And I hope that you can stay focused in college and find ways to, you know, find balance in your life as you transition into college. I know you put a lot of pressure on yourself, and you're obviously been endowed with, you know, intellectual gifts, and you kind of feel like you have a lot to measure up to. And but cut yourself a break, and but also hold yourself accountable. And I think you're doing a decent job of that so far.
Yeah, no, I agree, Craig, with all those things you just said. I mean, Winkleman's a super bright kid. Obviously, I think that's pretty apparent if you've had him in class at all. And yeah, and Andrew, I also think you tend to be a kid that's pretty hard on yourself. And you know, I think that's one of the things that's going to make you successful is you set really high expectations for yourself. But yeah, as Spearman said, I think you also need to you know, maybe go go a little easy on yourself. And you know what, if you fail and, you don't necessarily, you know, you don't get grades, don't turn out the way that you want them to, or whatever, you know, embrace those experiences and, you know, take what you can from everything and you use every kind of experience just as a learning opportunity. Whether it turns out the way that you wanted it to or not, and you know, whether you're successful or you're not successful, just learn as much as you can from everything and don't be too hard on yourself. But I think if you can do those things, you're going to do really well in school at Mines.
Yeah. I appreciated just your work ethic in band. Like a lot of times you were your own section, so you couldn't look off of anybody else. You didn't have anybody else to play your part for you. And, it was just really cool to see, like, all right, I trust Andrew, like, here we go. And, you know, so I really respect that. I'm glad I got to teach you for as long as I did. It was just really special to me. And, you know, this year is just cool seeing you in the back and then seeing Caitlin right next to you. I'm like, man, like she likes being next to her brother. And, that was just a really special thing to watch that, you know, watch how you take care of your family too. I really respect that. And, so, all right, I'm move.
Oh no, he's about to cry. Here it comes.
He's about to start.
I'm good.
Start rolling.
He's about to start pounding the table.
Again, I was told not to pound the table because it's bad for podcasting.
Yeah, Andrew, it's been cool watching you throughout the years, even though you avoided my class for 3 years. Just like watching you on the basketball court and the soccer field, like you're always like one of my favorite players to watch because you get so mad. And like I know like every time you turn around from like a ref's bad call, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm sure if the ref heard it, you got it kicked out of every game.
That language wouldn't fly at the Cube Championships, that's for sure.
Carver wouldn't let it happen. Yep. But, no, you're a really cool kid. I think you're good at kind of most things you do, and you do them well. It's also been nice to have a Manchester City fan in the school. I remember that one time, like, I think you were in Gus Scott's class, like, streaming a game, and I was, like, in Shima's room, like, giving out a test or something, and we were like both streaming, like you'd come out to the window, like every time this is like a 4-3 game. And, yeah, I'm going to miss those interactions with
us. Yeah. I was really bummed that we couldn't do March Madness with this senior group because they're all so into it. And so, you know, entertaining to talk about games and picks and stuff. So that was a bummer. COVID right. Travesty.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and congrats. We got 6 left. We can do this.
Let's go.
All right. Next is Ashley, my favorite Medina. Sorry, Sam. Emily, this can be a challenge for you for next year. It's just true. Kidding. Just kidding.
Sort of.
Maybe. You three remind me of myself and my brothers at times. You're all very different, but so similar, especially in your stubbornness and your laugh. Sometimes I'll hear Emily laugh, and I'm like, Ashley, get out of here. And I'm like, oops, wrong person. But I really respect the way you approach life. You can be so focused 1 minute, leading a class discussion, and then laughing so hard, the next you're about to fall out of your chair. Your smart aleckness is backed up by your intelligence. You're one of the toughest girls I know. You never once complained on the senior trip about your freshly operated on knee. You went on the hikes, and you dove for the spike while you had no chance of getting. I was literally so nervous every basketball game this season because I knew you could never take it easy, even with your robo knee brace on. And I know your mother shared the same nervousness as me. But like always, you were right, and I couldn't be more proud of you. Stay curious, keep laughing, keep being a leader. I'm going to miss you somehow never being in class and playing pep rallies with Lily, where I get pied in the face and then have to clean up afterwards. Real fair deal every single time.
The ultimate shaming.
yeah, good job. Take care, and I'm sure I'll see you around the summer.
Yeah, you're just a really cool kid. You know, we don't need to get into the differences between you and your sisters, but there are a few. You're just so good-natured, and somehow you always ask me to do certain things, like get pied in the face or MC certain events, and that I'd never wanted to do, but you had a way of asking, and I could never say no. You're just you know, great student, good sense of humor, just a very well-rounded kid, and I'll miss you for sure.
Very sincere.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with everything you guys have both said. I mean, the thing that struck me most about Ashley, really every day, was like, you always came into class with just this like big like grin on your face. Like
and your Air Force One shoes.
Stomping to my Air Force Ones.
Boys.
I need to purr.
Yeah, never mind.
Enough with the rap music references, guys.
Kids call it hip hop these days, Phoebe.
Oh, sorry. That's dope.
we don't say dope anymore.
Sorry,
either.
That's rip.
That was 2006.
That's right. Facts. anyway, but Ashley, you were always smiling and honestly, like super positive and just like so easy and so fun to have in class. But one of the huge advantages that I loved this year, being an English teacher, is getting to see like all these essays that you guys write for college and for scholarships, and getting to learn all these things about all you guys. And one thing I've learned about you is, you know, you've had a colorful life for sure. Like, you've done so many different things, and honestly, like, you have really had to overcome, I think, a lot of things just in terms of like moving and being a new kid all the time. And I think for some kids they might throw in the towel. I think for you, it's made you just like super resilient and pretty tough. And really just kind of able to take anything on. So, I don't see that ever changing for you. So I think you're going to be just fine. Anybody else?
No, I guess you never took your class, Josh.
I forget which Medina did.
This is the nice one.
Like, it was like once. That's the nice one.
I'm just kidding.
But just no, she is so nice. That's we should end with that. She's just a nice
She's
person.
Fun,
nice,
funny.
Nice kid.
Always having a good time.
Nice.
Sure.
Rivers.
Well, Robbie, yep, Rivers.
All right. All right.
Here he goes.
I'm doing fine. I made it so far. Almost lost it about a little bit, but
1 second ago.
Yeah. Rivers, if I were to make an award for you, it would be the Man with the Best Taste Award. From your library of movies and music to your fashion sense, you are your own man and your very creative mind. A guy who lives jazz in whatever he does.
Ooh, that is bold.
Yeah, right? Well, he
I like that.
He does. Thank you. You know, I may be an idiot, but I can do words sometimes.
Ooh.
Thank you. Here, I just ruined it for myself. Yeah. Sorry, Rivers. Yeah, your level of discipline is very impressive to me as well. The way you can set a routine for yourself and follow through is really sweet. I will miss our conversations on movies. Some of the best films I've seen are from your recommendations. So props to you, man. Best of luck.
I hope Rivers never commits a crime where he like leaves his handwriting behind. Because it's going to be very easy to identify.
Yeah.
That's like the one thing I remember from like his freshman like health class is like, man, that's very precise, perfect, small, detailed.
Totally.
Fit in a whole textbook on a 3x6.
Yeah. Card. It's like when teachers let you use like a note card as like a cheat sheet or something. Right. He has like every chapter on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Rivers, I think you learned a lot about yourself in high school going through some tough times, you know, when you're, grandmother passed away, you're kind of in a dark spot, and I know you realized that you needed to ask for help, and that you needed to kind of lean on, you know, your friends and your family and your teachers, and you weren't scared to ask for help and to seek advice. And I think that's going to be one of the times in your life where you look back and say, you know, that was, you know, a time of growth for me where I kind of became, you know, a man and became, you know, who I wanted to be. And so I'm really proud of you to see how you've bounced back, and I think you're going to thrive in college for sure.
Yeah, no, Rivers. When I think about you, I think of a kid who's honestly a really a deep thinker, especially like having insights into your thinking. When I would read your essays, you know, whether it was like college essays or whether it was essays that, you know, about different kind of universal themes in literature. Like, you always like thought really deeply about things. And you always wanted to get better too. And I really appreciated that about you. And, I also think it was impressive, as Spearman just talked about, that you you overcame some difficult things this year, and and I know I'm proud of you for that, and I think it was pretty cool the way you handled those things. So good luck to you next year, man.
Yeah, Rivers, it's been awesome getting to know you and just watching you grow, especially like socially. I felt like your freshman year you're pretty timid, quiet, and I feel like this year you ran around with everybody and had jokes, played basketball. Like I always knew you were a really smart kid, but it's good to see you grow in confidence and in yourself and be ready for the world. So congrats, Rivers. And next we have Miss Lydia. Oh, Lydia, you're a very interesting person, all in a good way. Some of the things I'll really remember about you is that I really appreciate the fact that we could bond over incredible musical talents like Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey. And when you weren't trying to play on your Nintendo DS, you excelled in weightlifting. I couldn't be more proud of your Chang Chaffalin scholarship attending School of Mines next year. I always knew you were pretty witty. I didn't know you were School of Mines smart, so congrats with that. But top it all off, I've always enjoyed your semi-smiling face at Provisions on Sunday morning where you act like you don't want to be seeing your favorite teacher order the same thing every single time. But under all that sarcasm, is an amazing young woman who is wicked smart, witty, and such a caring friend. You're such a caring friend, you volunteered to smell Anza's armpit after 4 days on the rafting trip. And there's video evidence of that.
Good God.
Not only have you been a good student, but like you might be one of the hardest workers in this class. Like almost every time I go to Provisions, I see you working there. And I think that says a lot. Like you're motivated to succeed no matter what it is. You're set up for life after high school, and you have a lot of confidence in yourself, and like you go with the flow. You don't seem too stressed out about it. I'm sure every time I see you from here on, I'm always going to act like I'm in a head brace, slowly walk around, turning my whole body to move and see you out of the corner of my eye. But yeah, you're a tough kid, funny kid, and definitely going to miss you.
Yeah. I appreciate you being such a good sport when I would make jokes about you and Keegan holding hands in the back of the room all the time. And you have a thick skin and a reverent sense of humor, and I appreciate that. You also deliver some pretty good burns. Unfortunately, usually Anz is the recipient of that, but you're...
I think on the senior trip, I can't remember who pushed who out of the raft, but like they got put in the same raft. And at one point, I feel like it would be Lydia who would push Anza out of the raft.
Oh, for sure.
That was hilarious. Right. And didn't even help her back in.
Before I knew Lydia... He was, we always kind of in the midst of teacher gossip. Shelton was telling me about this one AP Human Geography class that he was kind of struggling to relate with. And he's like, yeah, the only bright spot in there is Lydia. And so I kind of got to know through him how cool of a kid you were. And it was confirmed when I got you in class. And it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, no, for sure, Lydia, you were awesome in senior English. Actually, I asked myself most of the year why you didn't take AP Lit, but that's a different conversation. But
don't work too hard.
She wouldn't have time for dates with. Oh, never mind.
But I mean, one of the things that I think is so cool about you is you're going to the School of Mines, and you're going into a field that is honestly like. Pretty dominated by men, and I think you are going to step into mines and engineering, and it doesn't really matter. I don't think for a kid like you, I think you're gonna be able to be successful at mines, and you're gonna be a successful engineer. And I think as a woman, that's super cool. You're also a pretty hard charging skier, I know. Which is also super cool. Like you're like the kind of kid that I think about my daughters, you know, and I'm like, God, I hope they like kind of have the courage and like the kind of can do attitude that you do.
Do your daughters make fun of you all the time too?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Every day. But yeah, you're going to do great at Mines, I have no doubt.
Well, I never got to teach you, but whenever I think of you, I just think of that shark costume just bouncing around. That's like, sure. Lydia.
Lydia.
The shark girl.
All right, let's end it there. That's a perfect ending for you, Lydia.
The shark girl.
Yeah, good job. Congrats. We'll miss you. Next we have Dylan.
All right. Yeah, Dylan Thomas. Dylan, thanks for your thoughtful, creative insights throughout the year and in senior English. Even though a lot of the time you kind of sat quietly at the back of the classroom, I always knew that you were over there kind of thinking and reflecting. And even though you're often thinking, like, why is everything that we read so depressing and dark? Which I don't think you were alone in that. I always appreciated your input. And the way that you see the world is so cool. And I know that from talking to you, and I know that from reading your essays and seeing the little bit of poetry of yours that I saw. You see the world as a positive place where everyone should try to contribute to making the world a better place. And I think that's a super cool way to see the world. Hang on to your kindness and positive outlook on life. These are pretty invaluable things that I think define who you are. And I think those are things that are gonna help you be successful too.
Yeah. The world needs people like you to balance out the Petersons. Dylan, every time I saw you in your free time, you had your nose in a book or you were writing something. And I think that's super cool. I think you're an out of the box thinker and you kind of march to the beat of your own drum. And I think that's pretty cool. And I hope that never changes.
One of my favorite moments on the senior trip was after we got delayed for 8 hours. But we ended up getting that really cool beach on the last night. And there's this huge, like, steep sand bank. And I remember you just, like, running to it, to the end of it, jumping, sliding down the sand. And like, I think me and you did that for, like, 20 or 30 minutes. And it was just the funnest thing, just, like, watching that genuine smile you had on your face really captured, like, the person you are. Like, you look at the beautiful things in life, and you really appreciate what's happening. And talking on that trip and kind of giving an idea of how you want to travel and go see different states and stuff like that is very respectable. You're just a really good person to be around.
Yeah, really creative too. It's just cool to see that kind of open up and, you know, you're your own man, but still, like, the way you think is very creatively. Like, you, kind of like Vippy's saying, you see stuff differently, and that's super cool. Really important.
All right. Two left, unless we forgot somebody.
That would be terrible.
We should be good.
That would be a bummer.
Next we have Emma Wallen. You're both the worker bee and the queen bee. Your balance of determination and grip the finer things in life like beach vacations and shopping is quite remarkable. You're one of the most kind people I know, but also one of the last people I'd want to make mad. You have the mother bear tendencies where you stick up for what you think is right and protect those close to you. You've been the most reliable student I've had. Emma was my TA her junior year and quickly dethroned Ian Yoakum to become the best TA the school has ever seen. While Spearman let his TAs wander the halls, Emma always helped take attendance and come up with workouts for my eighth graders. One day I was gone and no sub was there for my class, and I came back and Emma has 36 eighth graders all participating, doing what they're supposed to do with, like, no problems. Like, she did a better job than I did. And I'll always be thankful for that. Not only is Emma a mental fortress, but she may be maybe the pound for pound strongest person I've had in class. She's the only girl to ever complete the Sally Up push-up challenge. She set almost every record in weightlifting. And on day 5 of the senior trip, when people were exhausted, she ferociously tire-flipped a 200-pound raft for about 50 feet, screaming at the top of her lungs. Thank you, Emma. Your leadership and positive personality will be missed very much at RSS. But I know your journey is just beginning, and you're fully equipped for whatever life will throw at you. Congrats.
So we all of our Knowledge Bowl crew had little monikers that I assigned to them for practical purposes. And she was medical girl because she always knew the human body related medical questions. And I think she's going to be an awesome healthcare provider, despite the fact that she got a B+ in first aid. But we won't talk about that.
No, she got a pass.
That's right. There's this kind of a funny story. Whenever we had our first kid, Hazel, all the girls were clamoring to offer their babysitting services. And some of the kids that offered to babysit, you're like, I wouldn't let you watch my hermit crab. But she came to me with a printed business card with, all her qualifications and hourly rates and, this very beautiful script. And so she was hired and she did an outstanding job. And if I had enough money to afford a babysitter again, I would use her, but that ship has sailed. So, Emma, you're an awesome kid. I'll miss you. We also had a great time in Vietnam. Too many stories to share, but you're a cool kid.
Yeah, for sure. Emma's one of those kids. She's the kind of student that I always say, and this is good for me because this is about where I am, but a monkey could teach kids like Emma. She's just an incredible student, basically. She's super hardworking. She's bright. And just so easy to have around. But also, Emma, one of the things that I always think about with you is all your dancing and all the stuff you do for Weehawken. And you're one of those kind of kids that my daughters like always talk about and look up to. And I think Ridgeway's lucky to have a kid like you as a role model. And then lastly, I know you're looking at being a NICU nurse, I believe. And I know we've talked about this, I think there's not a job that's better suited for you. Cause it takes someone who is, you have to be pretty darn bright, but you also have to be really hardworking, but you also have to be incredibly compassionate. Cause it's a tough, tough job, but I definitely think you can handle it and I think you'll be successful. So good luck.
Yeah, well, I think I got to teach you one semester, and, I had no complaints.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, especially for middle school, because usually every kid pisses me off at some point, but,
if you're not memorable in middle school, that's okay.
Yes. Right, yeah, exactly. No, I just wish you the best, so.
Yeah, thanks for always helping me out. You've been my right hand ever since I've been here. A lot of times when kids are like, oh, I want to be a doctor, like I really question if they have the ability to follow through because it's a grueling degree to get. But like, I know how determined you are, and like, you're also very organized with your time and your study habits, and the way you balance being the busiest person I've known probably. I have no doubts that you can do it. Yeah. I know Ben said he wished like his daughters could be like Lydia, but if I have daughters, I hope they're like Emma.
I said Emma too.
Oh, you did?
She's a role model.
She is a role model. Thank you. You've been great. Now I'm going to let Mr. Spearman finish up with Willow Croce.
All right. We got Willow. If there was ever a name that fit a person, I think Willow is probably perfect. I think if you think of like a willow tree just gracefully swaying in the breeze, that's kind of
so
Willow.
True.
Story that best encapsulates you is when we landed in Vietnam and I discovered that you had packed your own set of paper straws for the entire trip and were prepared to dole them out to any miscreant that was being wasteful for no reason. When I think of a prestigious ballerina from a famous dance troupe, I picture you, the way you walk, the way you carry yourself, and the way you just float effortlessly through the world. Your grace, poise, and confidence are obvious in every interaction. it's really rare to find a person your age who can think globally and act locally, as the bumper sticker says. I think you see yourself as a small cog in a worldwide wheel, and you're passionate about really making a difference in your brief time on this rocky spaceship. If that means dispensing paper straws halfway across the world, so be it. Or if it means riding a blender bike and making smoothies at Music in the Park, that is cool too. But probably your biggest charitable act towards humanity was dating Rob, just to make the statement to all the little people that they too can still dream big.
Oh, boy. Even though that's probably, like, I put that one last because of that closing line, Spearman's way with words and throwing people under the bus in the most polite way possible is true magic. But everything he said in that, Will, is 100% accurate and true. The way you always carry yourself, like just like your posture, like you, when you walk down the halls, you're full of confidence, compassion. You're always the type of person too. Like, I feel like you just kind of sit around and like listen to other people say dumb things, and you're always like laughing so hard. Yeah, it's been really, really fun just getting to know you and, seeing you grow. And yeah, you're definitely one of those people, like, you don't talk, but you get out there and you walk the walk as well.
Yeah, no, I agree with all those things, Willow, that Spearman and Rouse said, but, one thing I want to add, and again, this is kind of connected to the Weehawken thing. I've always been like, kind of most of my life, I've always been like a traditional sports kind of person. And when my daughter started to want to get into dance, I was pretty leery of the notion of them getting into dance. I think just cause I didn't understand what it was all about. And, honestly, like seeing you, and this holds true for Emma too, seeing you guys perform and seeing you guys in shows, and then getting to know you guys and just, seeing the way that you carry yourself and, just, I think everything that like you guys have learned from Weehawken and the presence you have there and in this town has really like changed my mind with it. Now I think it's super cool that my daughters are into dance. And, so I have you and Emma to thank for that. So, but yeah, you were just a fantastic student too, a deep thinker, good writer, you know, just super respectful and kind to everyone around you. So, I think you're going to be successful for sure.
I think I also taught you one semester, probably the same time Emma took that class. again, no complaints. I don't know. We got through all the list.
I just wanted to add one thing to that.
And then I wanted to add to Willow. One thing.
The way I've heard from multiple people and your teachers at Weehawken that you and Emma lead all the young kids. And I think that reflects in both of your little sisters as well. Yeah. I think they're both following your footsteps, which is a big foot path to following.
Yeah.
So thank you, class of 2020. And let's probably have some.
So I think one of the things that we kind of thought about as we were recording this podcast is that Shima mentioned that it kind of takes us a little while to get into a groove, and the first person we started out with was Anza. And as we're kind of telling all these stories and recalling memories, I think it's worth it to maybe circle back around to the top and finish once again, because I think we kind of, maybe could talk about Anza a little bit more, just to tie up a few loose ends.
Oh, really? I'm just kidding.
You were taking a dump when we had this conversation, I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Tough crowd here.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, I'll just go real fast. And I don't even remember what I said at first, Anza, but honestly, you're one of the reasons, and you're one of the kids. I think everyone knows I've been at a few schools the past few years. but kids like you and are a big reason that I loved my first year in Ridgeway, and I want to stay here for a long time. it was honestly like a joy to have you in class. And you're a super original thinker, and you're just so great to have as a student. So so really, thank you.
Yeah, you're just a cool kid for sure. I mean, you're another old soul. I mean, you live in your own camper outside, you know, of your mom's house and
down by the river.
Exactly. So you definitely got this like small town grit that I think people will notice when you go to the big city. Honestly, when McGee was leaving, he asked, you know, who's going to coach Knowledge Bowl, and he was trying to twist my arm to do it, and I said, absolutely not. There's no way. Definitely don't want to do another sport. Definitely don't want to, you know, travel and be away from the family.
Definitely doesn't want to give back to the kids.
That is true. my time, that ship has sailed. And, you know, you are basically the main reason that I wanted to do Knowledge Bowl. You know, obviously, you know, Sean's super smart, and we have an amazing crew on Knowledge Bowl, but you're kind of the glue, and you always have been on that team. And I think you'll be sorely missed here.
Yeah. One other word, Anza, that always comes to mind when I think of you, gratitude. You're one of the most grateful kids that I've ever been around. Don't ever stop thinking that way.
And I'm grateful for the entire class of Ridgeway 2020.
Wait, you can't sneak that in. I didn't get to say my Anza bit.
God.
I've never seen anybody like pick up an instrument brand new. Usually this is how this goes. Like someone comes in, they're like, have you played before? And they're like, nah, but I think I want to try this. And I go, all right, let's see how this goes. But you actually like did it, and you were able to like keep up with literally everybody else in the class. And that was really impressive. You worked really hard, and I respect that a lot. And you're great. I mean, you're a great musician outside of that, great guitar player, great singer. So that's super cool too. But, you know, just props to you, like really proud of you. So good job. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah, this was a weird end to the year, everybody. It feels weird being in school here and just hanging out with a bunch of goofball teachers and not having any kids here, not getting to give you hugs and shake your hand and pat you on the back as you head off into life. But
you guys got this.
What we got to do.
You guys got this.
It's not that hard.
We believe.
Work hard.
Trust me, if we can be adults, anybody can. Yep. It is not that hard.
Yeah. Stay in touch. Don't ever be afraid to email us or call us and ask for help about college. I feel like there's a few kids I always keep in touch, and it's nice talking to former students. And
for sure.
You guys were kind of leaders of the school for the last year and maybe 2 years. But, any other last pieces of advice for this class?
Yeah, if you ever want to get advice on what not to do in college, feel free to call me anytime.
Or me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spearman and I both fit that bill.
I was perfect.
Yeah, me too. I'd say just don't be scared, you know, like, I don't know.
Don't be fake. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Just be yourself and people will dig that.
Yeah. Just go for it. Like, whatever hesitation you're having, just do it. You know, it's not going to kill you.
And if you fail, it's okay.
It's great.
Yeah.
Learn from
Shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land on a star.
Yeah, it's the grind that sharpens the axe, kids. the juice is worth the squeeze.
Also, being your health teacher, I got to say, make good choices. You have your whole life to screw it up. Don't do it at age 18, 19, 20, 21, 30.
Make good decisions. That's my final parting line.
Always do the right
thing. Cool. Well, I want to thank Mr. Spearman, Mr. Fibby, Mr. Wolrobby, and this is probably maybe one of his last times in RSS. Because if he comes to say hi next year, we're not letting him in.
That's right.
Thank you guys for helping with this podcast. I definitely needed a little extra help, and it's been really boring me talking for 2.5 hours.
That was awesome.
Harry Potter.
Also, we got to give a shout out to Mr. Shima. Not only did he help produce this, but like all of your teachers would have been totally
lost,
confused, not having the COVID stay at home schooling. He helped every teacher out. I'm sure he helped a bunch of students out as well.
Sure did.
He's kind of a leader behind the scenes here at RSS.
I'll miss you, class of 2020. Come visit us.
All right. That's a wrap.
That's
be
a wrap.
Safe. Be smart. Be you.
Good luck, you guys.
Yes, congratulations.